In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
I didn't know where it came from. I mean, you know, all of a sudden, 6 o'clock in the morning.
It was loud enough to wake you up through these windows?
They're dual pane windows, you bet.
Let's only ring the bells on Sunday.
But see, God's not just God on Sunday.
Okay, so the Cathedral of Christ the King Church in Phoenix, Arizona, is ringing its church bells very early in the morning, waking people up. And the neighbors, you heard them just a moment ago. The neighbors are none too happy. They actually called authorities, and the church has been ordered to silence its bells. We're going to be talking about this legal battle over a church's violation of a Phoenix noise ordinance for ringing the church bell. Look, I live in a small town. I hear church bells ringing on Sunday morning. I don't know if it happens in the big city anymore, but I'm pretty sure it does. Both of the churches that I've attended, I would say all three of the churches I've attended in the last 20 years or so, have some form of church bells. One even had a full carol on that they would play in the middle of the week. I mean, that's not just bells. That's a musical instrument composed of bells. It's kind of part of the whole, sound landscape of middle America, of America of the past. Are church bells now a violation of noise ordinances? I want to hear from you. We've got audio open lines ahead for the first half hour of Issues Etc. Should churches be exempt from laws that would keep other businesses from making noises that loud, that early, that often? Or should churches just comply and silence their bells? Our call-in number for the first half hour and for the 2 hours that follow, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email us right here in the studio with questions or comments, answers to my questions. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at issuesetc. After about a half hour of audio open lines, your questions and comments, your answers to my questions about church bells and noise ordinances, we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen today, a very peculiar story about a king who prays and apparently changes God's mind. Then, in the second hour of the program, Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse joins us for the first 10 minutes to talk about values, voters, initiatives being voted on today in some states. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway will join us after that. We'll talk about the media coverage of Christian moral failures, and then we'll round off today's program trying to explain and understand those books between the Testaments. Most of them fall between the Testaments historically. It's called the Apocrypha. They're kind of in the Bible, but not quite in the Bible. Why? Dr. Jeff Kloa of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis will join us in the last half hour. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. We're going to hear the story, and then I want to hear from you. Should churches be exempt from noise ordinances? The bells that my church rings on Sunday morning, and I think they ring automatically at other times during the week, are loud. If you're standing under the bell tower, it's loud. If you live near the church, you will hear it inside your house. Should churches stop playing their bells? Should they cut the frequency of their bell ringing out of concern for the neighborhood and for the neighbors? Are noise ordinances a violation of the freedom of religion? If a noise ordinance keeps a church from ringing its bells, maybe they play a carillon song of some famous hymn, does that infringe upon the free exercise of religion? It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. This Tuesday afternoon, November the 3rd, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us @issuesetc. Here's the whole story from ABC News.
Church bishops are thought of as men of peace, but tonight we have a story of one bishop who stands convicted of disturbing the peace, but promises to fight on against the charges. It's a battle that pits a church in Phoenix against some of its neighbors who got sick and tired of hearing constant church bells. As Dan Harris reports, the case is heading to a higher court.
This fight, which pits religious freedom against the freedom to be comfortable in one's own home, started in March of 2008 on Palm Sunday. The Cathedral of Christ the King, which had just opened in its new location in Phoenix, started playing a recording of church bells every half hour, every day, from morning to night.
To me, it's one of the ways we express praise and worship to God.
To neighbors, it was a rude shock.
I didn't know where it came from. I mean, you know, all of a sudden, 6 o'clock in the morning.
It was loud enough to wake you up through these windows?
They're dual pane windows, you bet.
After calling the cops, they had a heated meeting with Bishop Rick Painter, who offered to reduce the ringing to once an hour.
There is a biblical injunction to love thy neighbor.
Right.
I want to hear from you. There's a compromise on the table, but in fact, as we'll find out later in the story, it's gone farther legally than that. It's audio open lines issues, etc. Should churches be exempt from noise ordinances like the one that's being evoked in Phoenix to silence the church bells of this church, Christ the King Church, there in Phoenix? Should churches stop playing their bells or cut back on the frequency of playing their bells in order to, what, accommodate the neighbor's sensibilities? In this case, is the noise ordinance and applying it to a church playing its bells, is it an infringement upon the free exercise of religion? Bishop Rick Painter seems to think so. In his case, what about you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, or you can Twitter us @issuesetc.
Let's only ring the bells on Sunday.
But see, God's not just God on Sunday.
What is wrong with celebrating God?
They can celebrate anything they want to, just don't make us celebrate.
We all celebrate God, but we don't disturb our neighbors doing it.
I can't imagine God in heaven would look down on that and think, that's a good thing to do to your neighbors.
Perhaps inevitably, the case landed in court, where the judge sided with the neighbors. She ordered the bells silenced, except for Sundays. And for the first time anyone can remember, a religious leader was convicted of disturbing the peace, a misdemeanor, for ringing church bells.
Were you surprised that you were convicted of a crime here?
I was surprised I was charged with a crime. And now I'm a criminal.
Bishop Painter is now not only appealing his criminal conviction, but he's also suing the city of Phoenix in federal court, arguing that the noise ordinance here unconstitutionally stifles his church's right to religious expression. For now, the bells sit silent, and while the neighbors are content, Bishop Painter is praying for a change.
If you win your case, you stand ready to turn those bells back on.
Yes, sir.
And you're fully planning to do so.
Yes.
Dan Harris, ABC News, Phoenix.
So what do you think? Do you think he has a case that this is impinges upon the free exercise of religion, this Phoenix noise ordinance that has been used to silence the church bells there at Christ the King Church in Phoenix? 1-877-623-6943. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE. It's Tuesday afternoon, November the 3rd. We're coming to you live. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Church plays, a lot of churches will ring the bell when the church service begins on Sunday morning. They'll ring it when the church lets out on Sunday morning. Our church chimes the bells three times during the praying of the Lord's Prayer. Some churches play the bells a little bit during the celebration of Holy Communion. Some churches ring the bells every hour. I think the last time I was in Great Britain, they were ringing the bells in London, some of those churches, every 15 minutes. and some of them play almost constantly. At funerals, the bell is tolled sometimes for every year a person lived. All Saints Day, Sunday, many churches tolled the bell for every saint that was being remembered that day who had died in the previous year. A lot of bell ringing going on. What if the neighbors called your church and said, stop it, or we'll call the police and we'll enforce the local noise ordinance? What would you do? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us talkback at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Here's Charlie listening in Maryland. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. I live right next to a church. It's about 50 feet away. And they have one of those electronic bell systems that I think is probably similar to what this cathedral has. And it goes off every day at noon and at 6. And if I happen to be outside when the bell rings, it about gives me a heart attack because it's so loud. And I know it's not so loud for the neighbors that are a little further away, but as bad as it is for me, if I happen to be outside at that time, if it went off every half hour or every hour, I just don't think that I could take it. And I think that, well, I know that the pastor of this church next door would listen to concerns that were expressed to him and wouldn't play it that often. The way that the bishop in Phoenix is handling it just seems completely out of line to me.
Charlie, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. There's a church in Phoenix, just built a new facility. They decided they wanted to try out their bell system, playing a carillon of bells every 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes, I believe. Oh, every half hour? Every half hour. That's pretty often. All day long, all night long, and the neighbors living near the church complained, didn't get much out of the bishop, the rector there at the church. He said, "Oh, okay, I'll cut it back to every hour." They said, not good enough. They brought charges under a local noise ordinance, and now the church isn't ringing its bells anymore at all. Is that an infringement on the free exercise of religion, or just common sense? 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. More of your questions, your comments, and your answers after this.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Every Tuesday, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click on demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen. Issues, etc. online at issuesetc.org.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with couple if you're a double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
I attended Sunday services in a beautiful Singapore Lutheran congregation. One local man approached me and asked with a pronounced Southeast Asian accent, "You live in St. Louis? You know Todd Wilkin?"
Pastor Matt Harrison reading from his new audiobook, Christ Have Mercy, How to Put Your Faith in Action.
Who? You mean Todd Wilkin? It turned out this man, half a world away, was a regular listener via the internet, and he's hardly alone. It really is a whole new day. We are witnessing the greatest free flow of faithfully Lutheran information in the history of the Lutheran Church. It is the worldwide moment for confessional Lutheranism. It is Missouri's moment.
You can download Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison at cph.org. It costs only $10.99 to download. This new audiobook is a must-listen for Issues Etc. fans. Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison, cph.org.
I can't imagine God in heaven would look down on that and think, that's a good thing to do to your neighbors.
I was surprised I was charged with a crime, and now I'm a criminal.
If you win your case, you stand ready to turn those bells back on.
Yes, sir.
And you're fully planning to do so.
Yes.
Some disgruntled neighbors and Bishop Rick Painter, rector of the Cathedral of Christ the King Church in Phoenix. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. live this Tuesday afternoon, November the 3rd. It's audio open lines. My question for you, if your church is ringing its bells, as was Bishop Painter's church, and the neighbors complained, he said, I'll cut it back to once an hour rather than once every half hour. That wasn't good enough for the neighbors. They charged him in violation of a noise ordinance, and now the bells are silenced. He is suing in federal court. He says it's the ordinance itself is a violation of the free exercise of religion. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943. I want your reaction to the story. 1-877-623-MYIE. Email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Warren in Seward, Nebraska. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for doing the program. I really love listening to it. Just wanted to make a comment. I live a half a block away from my county building here in town, and we have a historic glass carillon in the county building, and they play that. It's not terribly loud, probably because of the fact it's glass, but I think it just sounds beautiful. But also living in a rural community, the ringing of the bells doesn't seem to be as big of an issue here as it might be in a larger city. My personal view on the whole thing is it should be up to the congregation whether or not they choose to ring their bells, but I think it should fall under something of a good neighbor policy as to how early they start and how often they do it. You don't want to turn off your neighbors by ramming your music down their throat, so to speak. Same idea with people driving by with their stereos turned up so loud you can't hardly think. I may like the music, but I really get offended by having it hammered at me that way.
Warren, thank you very much, and thanks for listening up in Nebraska. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. You know, you don't hear churches playing their praise music, you know, recordings of their praise band over the loudspeaker. And if you've ever been into one of those churches, it is ear-splitting how loud it usually is. And when I say ear-splitting, I mean not just figuratively, literally ear-splitting. I think there's some serious hearing damage being done. But churches of all stripe play their bells. Some of them play a little music. Some of them chime on the hour. Some of them play them at the beginning of the service or the end of the service or during the service. And if the neighbors complained to your pastor, what would you expect him to do? 1-877-623-6943. If the city got together and said, no more church bells, would you consider that a violation of your free exercise of religion? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Nick in Lebanon, Missouri says, I don't think the bishop has a case. I'm a Christian and would be annoyed at the frequency of the bells. Can you imagine that there is another church in that town that also played their bells every hour, and on top of that, a Muslim mosque or some other non-Christian organization who might do something similar every hour? It would be maddening. Thanks, says Rick in Lebanon, Missouri. Well, that's true. I remember when it was a kind of a flap in the Detroit area, maybe it was Dearborn, Michigan, I'm not quite sure, several years ago, there was an issue over the noise ordinance for the city and the call to prayer. There are a lot of Muslims living in Dearborn, Michigan, has a rather high percentage of Muslims living there, immigrants, and they have mosques. And their call to prayer is intended to be a public thing, and it's usually broadcast out into the community over loudspeakers so that everyone can hear. I mean, now in this day of amplification, it's not just some guy standing up on the top of a minaret yelling out the call to prayer. They use the loudspeakers and they can get as loud as bells. So what's good for the Christians should also be good for the Muslims. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. I know that if I lived next door to a church, I might feel differently about this. I was home, and it must have been, maybe it was Saturday, and I realized that the little town I live in, every day at noon, blows the horn. You know, the civil defense horns that they have in towns every noon. Just to tell you it's lunchtime, they blow the horn. And I happen to live pretty much directly beneath one of these civil defense sirens, probably within 100 yards. And it's loud. It's very, very loud. Now, for me, it's especially loud. For someone a quarter mile away, it's just another sound that they hear wafting in through the window. Should there be special consideration for people who live next door to church when you're ringing your church bells? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Don is listening in Kansas. Don, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. The few times they ring the church bell on Sunday morning and in special services, I do not see where that would be a problem. Now, I do have a problem around the 4th of July when people set off fireworks all night long sometimes, and they seem to have no problem with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Now, the church in question in Phoenix was not ringing its bells at night. They were ringing its bells from sunup to sundown, and at least according to the ABC News story, they began ringing their bells rather loudly for all the neighbors to hear well inside their houses with the windows closed at 6 a.m. That's pretty early for just about anybody, except for Jeff. I mean, Jeff gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he doesn't care about whether the church bells are ringing, but for the rest of us normal human beings, 6 o'clock is kind of early. Paul in Milwaukee says, this case arguably is classic local government matter. The bishop would be making a mistake by bringing this matter to the federal courts on a freedom of religion grounds, leading perhaps to a one-size-fits-all federal ruling covering the whole nation. When the federal government has no clear constitutional-based jurisdiction, this is not interstate commerce or general welfare, writes Paul in Milwaukee. Local custom of good sense should decide. The Harvard Yard is not what is left of the Bible Belt. If the bells wake someone up at 6 through double-paned glass, perhaps the bells are too loud. A more or less continuous concert is not necessary to spread the gospel. Some listeners may believe that they are hearing the law applied to their sin and rebel by calling for silence. By the way, these are not physical bells, I'm given to believe from the ABC News story. This is an amplified recording of bells. Now, I don't push the buttons around here. I don't slide the pots up and down around here. They don't let me do that. But I'm pretty sure one of the things the church could have decided to do is turn it down. If it's an amplified recording, I think there's got to be a volume control somewhere at Christ the King Cathedral there in Phoenix. Daniel in Iowa City says, doesn't loving neighbors take precedence over pious practices? This bishop should be more concerned about proclaiming the gospel every half hour than ringing bells. And that's kind of the strange thing. He says it's praising God. And you don't just praise God on certain days. So this church's way of praising God is by playing its bells loud enough to upset the neighbors. It's very funny what passes for witness. I remember when I was a kid, they always talked about when Christians would raise a stink in the community over some sort of moral excess, whatever it was. And Christians rightly expressing their concern over moral excess or some sort of immoral activity being tolerated in the community. I'm not saying the concern isn't correct. They would raise these concerns publicly, and they'd call it a witness. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to call it a witness when all you're doing is raising a moral objection. A witness, strictly speaking, Christian witness, is bearing witness to Christ's perfect life, death, and resurrection for sinners. Now, no matter how loud you ring the bells, the bell, while it may be a beautiful sound, doesn't convey that, does it? Dan in Columbus, Indiana says, given that the bells are sometimes a call to worship, wouldn't it be nice if this church were preaching law and gospel on the hour? Even so, headaches would not be conducive to listening to God's word. Thank you very much, Dan. Thanks for listening in Columbus. Mark in St. Louis says, I must be missing something. How does annoying people spread the gospel? That's a good question. Look, church bells had that original function to call people in to worship, to signal those who could not be in worship what was going on during worship. But I don't think the church bells were ever considered to be some sort of a proclamation of the gospel. Scott in Illinois says, I live next to an LCMS campus ministry with a small 24-chime carillon that I never got to hear. The church let it go deep into disrepair because when it was in regular use, the carillon tower would be vandalized. The tower was locked and rarely opened and literally left to the birds. I know how much those things cost, and as a keyboardist, I was saddened I could not get to play it. In cases of a well-established church that's been in the same location for years, there will always be new neighbors. They choose where they get to live. They do not have to live next to a church with loud bells if they don't want to. In the case of the Phoenix Church, it would have been nice to notify neighbors and invite them to the service before doing something that would be considered annoying. In my home country church, a single bell, they were there for over 100 years, was used to call parishioners to worship. Many did not have clocks. The church has been there longer than most of the settlement, and honestly, if there were to be a noise complaint, it would pale in comparison to the trains that run 75 yards away from the church building. Perhaps once-a-day concert would be more appropriate. At the same college campus mentioned before, you could count on a concert at 10 until 1 every day played on the campus chime. Not enough bells to be a carillon. I'd rather enjoy listening to that when I passed the quad, and I even gave a concert there once. If you're going to be blessed with bells, bless others with them, not curse. Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Still more time for your thoughts. I'll tell you what I think about all of this on the other side of the break. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. At our website, issuesetc.org, click Promote. The Issues Etc. 300.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Congressman Patrick Kennedy from Rhode Island has declared war of sorts on the Catholic Church. Mr. Kennedy has an absolute pro-abortion voting record, yet claims to be a Catholic. And he's accusing his church of not being pro-life because it won't support health care reform in its current form. Presently, it funds and facilitates abortion on demand, rations care to the elderly, and would force the medical community to participate in abortion. Kennedy's bishop, Thomas Tobin, responded by saying the congressman is irresponsible and ignorant of the facts. I'm grateful Bishop Tobin is taking such a bold action. I hope he'll further explain the meaning of excommunication to Congressman Kennedy. His contempt for unborn babies isn't worthy of his professed religious beliefs.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Minutes audio open lines here on this Tuesday afternoon, November the 3rd. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're talking about this ABC News story about a Phoenix church that's been told by the town to silence its church bells. They were playing it every half hour. And the pastor has decided to take it to federal court. He says it's an infringement on his free, not his free speech, but his free exercise of religion. What do you think about it? 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us at IssuesETC or email us talkback at IssuesETC.org. Tom in San Angelo, Texas emails. He says, when does ringing bells start becoming pharisaical and become a desire to simply be heard for their much speaking? When does the ringing of bells become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal, referencing, of course, I think 1 Corinthians 13. I think it would tone down, I would tone down the bells and make their playing more special by reserving it for special occasions, for example, Saturday evening as a precursor to the Sunday services or during the church services themselves. Tom in Texas, thank you very much for your comment. It really all depends on whether or not the church is actually freely exercising its religion. You see, for Christians, there are certain things that we consider at the heart and center of our free exercise of religion and certain things that are not. The ringing of bells, if all it is ringing bells to mark time or any of those kind of things, or even to call to worship, is not at the heart of our free exercise of religion. Now, if we were not permitted to call people to worship in one form or another, then that would certainly infringe upon the free exercise of religion. But just playing your bells because you have them and playing them loud because apparently your hearing's gone bad from all the loud praise music you hear on Sunday morning doesn't qualify as the church exercising, at least in a Christian sense, the free exercise of the Christian religion. Is the gospel being silenced? No. One hopes that the gospel is actually being preached when people enter this church. But silencing the bells is not silencing the gospel. It may well be silencing what the church wants to do in the community, but the two are not synonymous with one another. We certainly can't call ringing bells, whether they annoy the neighbors or not, a witness. Now, let's not be mistaken here. Christian witness, even as done as whimsically as it can be done, as winsomely as it can be done, Christian witness will annoy people. Our genuine Christian witness, bearing witness to Christ, the scandal of his life and suffering and death for us sinners, proclaiming that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him, that is going to annoy a lot of people. The church can never be silenced. Even if they outlaw it, we still will speak that. Even if they tell us we can't say it, we'll still say it. And we'll suffer the consequences if necessary. But bells? You may call it the praise of God, that's fine. Better to proclaim that God. Better to proclaim that God in the personal work of Jesus Christ. No reason to needlessly upset the neighbors. The gospel, when it's proclaimed clearly, will do that for you very well. It'll also, by the way, save them, too.